This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Juanita Badillo. Date of birth is November the 9th, 1961. Case ID number is 473-7644. Date of exam, March the 14th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Alejandro Barrera, dated 10/11/2022, and Dr. Luis Carlo, MD, dated 8/1/2011. Identifying information. This is a 61-year-old separated female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of back problems and osteoarthritis. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2015, where she packed fruit for 6 years and states that it was a seasonal job. But during the time that she did work, it was 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives with her sister in an apartment, and she is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, back problems. Number two, osteoarthritis. History of allegations. Number one, back problems. The claimant states that in 2013, she started to develop pain in her back. She states that the pain is an aching, dull pain, which causes somewhat of a paralysis in the lower part of her back, and that the pain usually radiates down both legs. An MRI was performed, and she was told that she had two herniated discs of the lumbar sacral spine with degenerative disc disease. Her limitations include being able to walk one half block, comma, stand for 5 minutes, comma, sit for 10 minutes, comma, lift approximately 5 pounds above her head, and bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices, and her physician is Dr. Cota, K-O-T-T-A. Her daily activities include watching TV, but she states that she does no other activities, such as lighthouse work, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, or sleeping. She does like to walk a little bit outside. Her family takes care of her at this time. As noted earlier, her physician is Dr. Cota. She has not seen a chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy. At the present time, she's on meloxicam, 15 milligrams QD, and tramadol, 10 milligrams QID. PRN is needed for pain. She also uses diclofenac 1% topical cream and acetaminophen 500 milligrams PRN is needed. She states the medications do help a little bit. She was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back pain and with a herniated disc times two of the lumbar sacral spine and degenerative disc disease. As noted earlier, the claimant denies any surgeries or injections given for her condition. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number two, osteoarthritis. The claimant states also that since 2013, she has developed osteoarthritis mainly in her lumbar sacral back area and in all her joints. She states she has pain in her ankles, comma, hips, comma, shoulders, comma, and sometimes in her hands. She was diagnosed with osteoarthritis and is taking multiple medications, including meloxicam 15 milligrams QD for her pain. The claimant states that she denies any fractures or surgeries or injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk one half block, stand for 5 minutes, climb 2 steps, but unable to squat at this time. She is able to bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top, sweep a room, or button her clothes. Her sister states that she has difficulty dressing herself and bathing at this time and needs assistance. She has no assistive devices. She was diagnosed with osteoarthritis, and her condition is being treated at this time and is stable. Family history. Her mother died at the age of 83. She had diabetes mellitus, congestive heart failure, osteoporosis, hypertensive disorder, and heart disease. Her father is alive, and he is 85 years old, but suffers from diabetes mellitus, hypertensive disorder, and Parkinson's disease, along with depression. She has a brother. She has 3 brothers, one who is 51, 49, and 70, and they suffer from diabetes mellitus, depression, hypertension, and obesity. There are 4 other sisters, 60, 56, 55, and 55, all who suffer from depression, hypertension, and osteoporosis. Medications. Acetaminophen, 500 milligrams. PRN is needed. Diclofenac, 1% topical cream. Tramadol, 10 milligrams QID. Topiramate, 50 milligrams BID. Trazodone, 150 milligrams QD. Donepezil, 5 milligrams QD. Escitalopram, 10 milligrams QD. Gabapentin, 100 milligrams BID. Meloxicam, 15 milligrams QD. Montelukast, 10 milligrams QD. Pantoprazole, 20 milligrams BID. Lactulose solution, 10 grams / 15 milliliters QD. Medical problems. Vitamin D deficiency, hyperlipidemia, morbid obesity, mixed anxiety and depressive disorder, migraine headaches, hematuria, abnormal uterine bleeding, multiple joint pain with degenerative disc disease and osteoarthritis of the joints, vertigo, vascular surgery, C-section times 3, hernia repair in June of 2022, with a hysterectomy in June of 2022. Bilateral salpingo oophorectomy. Herniated disc times 2 of the lumbar sacral spine. with degenerative disc disease and osteoarthritis. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical exam, temperature is 94.2 Fahrenheit, weight 268 pounds, height 5 feet 1 and 3/4 inches tall, BP 131 over 58 mmHg, heart rate 52 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 49, general. This is a ...61-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild acute distress secondary to osteoarthritis and mild decreased cognitive function. She appears to be a fairly reliable historian presented to my office with her sister, for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T, could you drop down to the last sentences? Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision OD uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. The claimant does have glasses to read, but they're broken, and she did not present with her glasses. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant was morbidly obese, and examination was difficult. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had fairly good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was mildly depressed for the time. Her thought processes were not clear and her memory was fair. Concentration was fair, but she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was unsteady, slow, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romber sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms in the cervical spine and the lumbar sacral back area. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or other deformity was noted. There is abnormal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. And the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for bilateral decreased range of motion of the shoulders and the knee area. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 20 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees, and the claimant was only able to flex 90 degrees. However, the claimant was able to moderately squat and get up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table with moderate difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. The claimant did not present with an assistive device, but she probably needs one at this time. Neurological. Grip strength was +3/5 bilaterally. The claimant had difficulty in opposing and pinching with her fingers, but she could make a fully closed fist bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at +2. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal. There's no evidence of muscle wasting, but she does have some muscle spasms of the cervical spine and the shoulders. Muscle strength was +3/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control was mildly abnormal bilaterally. X-rays of the right shoulder, no acute findings, period. Osteoarthritis of the acromial clavicular joint. X-rays of the thoraxolumbar spine. Dash, no acute findings, period. Moderate thoracic and lumbar spondylosis, period. X-rays of the right ankle. Dash, degenerative findings are evident, comma, with the remainder of the radiographic findings of the image osseous structures unremarkable. X-rays of the right hip with pelvis, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction in the form of osteoarthritis and spondylosis. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at +3/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields, but does have some limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate fairly well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to osteoarthritis, weakness, and mild decrease in cognitive function. Probable diagnoses. Lumbar sacral back pain. Dash. Lumbago. And spondylosis. Confirm with x-rays. Basic normal physical exam with mild limitation. Allegation number 2. Osteoarthritis. Dash. Confirm with physical examination. And x-rays. The claim is being treated for her condition, but does appear to have some limitations in her range of motion. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Juanita Badillo.